This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Ladies and gents, brethren and sisters, friends and colleagues. So life has its ups and downs. It has its happiness and sadness. It has its sickness and health. It has its poverty and wealth. These ups and downs are part of life. They are part of this great test called life. But it's up and it's down is a test. If Allah has given you health, it's a test. And if He has given you sickness, it's a test. The same way as in your test papers, there's a question about addition and there's a question about subtraction. There's a question about multiplication. There's a question about division. All the opposites and whatever's in between it are tested. And in this test, the people who win are those who have this characteristic called sabr, patience. In English, patience and perseverance together give the meaning of the word sabr. And whoever has sabr has succeeded. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ And give glad tidings to those who have patience, meaning give them glad tidings of success. And of the greatest acts of worship is sabr. For example, someone dies in your family. Allah give everyone a long, righteous life, Ya Rab. Someone dies. It's very painful. You're jolted. You don't know what to do. So you see people, some people cry. And some people wail. They start to hit their chests and pull their hair. And some people are more composed. And you see them say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And you see some people fall in sajda. And they say, Allahumma minka wa ilayk. Oh Allah, it was from you and you took it back. And others, you see them very contented. They're okay. All these are levels of reactions. Some are good. Some are not right. They're bad, wrong. So for example, the one, I want you to work through this with me. So this person has lost a father. Allah give them all long lives, Ya Rab. Or has lost a husband or a child. Allah protect everyone, Ya Rab. And then the reaction is they wail, they cry, Ya Rab, why me? Why didn't that person's father die instead? And he was such a nice man. Ya Rab, why is all the good people going? And then they pull their hair and they start beating themselves and wailing and crying. Question number one, does the dead person come back? I have a person I know outside. I told you this story. His mother passed away. Not easy. Allah protect Ya Rab, not easy. Mother passed away. In response, he broke the furniture, threw things around, stopped eating for days on end, went into sadness and depression. As a result, lost his hearing, lost his hair, lost his health. Did the mom come back? So the first level of sabr is to realize that a calamity has happened and there's nothing we can do about it. This is called acceptance. To accept, this is what it is. In English they say, no point crying over spilt milk. Because if you cry, milk doesn't come back into the bottle. It's already spilt. So even amidst non-Muslims, they had this. They said, a calamity has come. Me mismanaging it does not reduce the calamity. It just causes harm to myself. This is entry level of dealing with a difficulty. Now let's look at the next level. Next level is to surrender to the decree. To surrender to the decree. That's what we Muslims do. We say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to him. We return back to him. He gave, he took, we surrender. And that's it. We'll be sad for a couple of days, 3 days allowance, and then we move on with life. Does that mean we don't love the person enough? Nah, but we know that no amount of calamity, sadness, misery, difficulty, depression is not going to reverse what has happened. So we say, we have surrendered to you, Ya Rab, you knew best, you took. This is the second level of patience with calamities. The highest level is ar-ridha bil qada. To be pleased with the decision of Allah. So not just to accept it, not just to surrender to it, you remove every, resistance you have inside you from it, not just that. Next level, ar-ridha bil qada. To say that what Allah has decreed for me is much better for me than what I had chosen for myself or wanted for myself. He knows best. And you're actually happy with his decision. I'll give you an example. In the past, there's a person called Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, a companion of the Prophet, and one that the Prophet ﷺ would lovingly refer to as my uncle, because maternally linked to him. So the du'as that the Prophet made for the different Sahaba are different. For this Sa'd, he made the du'a that may your du'a be accepted. You understand? So whatever du'a Sa'd used to make, Allah would grant. And the Sahaba used to test. He used to make du'a, Allah would grant. So when he used to come to Mecca, or he was in Mecca, there used to be a line of people waiting for him. He used to sit. People used to come, oh, companion of the Prophet, I have this sickness, make du'a for me. So he said, Ya Rab, give him cure. So khalas, he used to go, Allah used to cure him. This one used to come, oh, companion of the Prophet, I am suffering from this. I have this, make du'a for me that Allah does this. So he used to make du'a, and the line used to come. But he himself, the man making du'a, was blind. Eyes can't see. So they used to tell him, you are someone whose du'a is accepted. Just make du'a, oh Allah, cure my eyes and Allah will cure it. So he used to say, no, what Allah has chosen for me is more beloved to me than what I choose for myself. So he has chosen this for me. I am happy with it. Ar-ridha bil-qada. And this is a level we all need to work to. That it's not required. It's not required. The requirement is to surrender. But to go above it, to say, I am pleased with it. Amidst the scholars of the past is a person known as Fudayl ibn al-Iyad. Fudayl. Fudayl had a son. Allah had blessed him with a son that's an envy to sons. He was someone who, when the verses of punishment used to be recited, when someone used to recite verses of Azab, Jahannam, anger of Allah, he used to faint out of fear of Allah. Like, what a heart to be so connected to Allah Rabbul Izzah that any mention of his dissatisfaction makes you quiver to the level that you faint. So his father knew that my son has a really sensitive heart, and any time anyone recites verses of Azab, the young man gets overwhelmed. So he used to never recite it when he used to pray and lead the salah, and his son used to be behind him. One day he forgot. So the father's in salah, reciting verses, the son is behind. And in the verses came verses of punishment, verses of azab. And the young man in the back gets overwhelmed to the level that he dies. So this is a person they refer to in history as the one that was killed by the Quran, like as in the... So Fudayl is a mighty scholar, and he had reached a very high level. So they say he when he found out his son has died, this way he smiled. Like this level of rida, that, Ya Rab, what a gift you gave me. And subhanAllah, think about this. 14 centuries later, here in Australia, I'm talking about his story. So Allah honored him through time and space. But what a gift you gave me, a son with such a wholesome heart, that not only was your verses enough to hold him from sin, because they did that, and not only was it enough that he reacted to it, but to the level that he would faint and now has died, and then imagine what he will be resurrected as. So, dear ones, when calamity comes, when difficulty comes, accept it, number one. Minimum, accept. Say, this is what it is. Sickness comes, khalas, alhamdulillah, Allah. Second level, submit to the will of Allah, Rabbul Izzah. Say, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ya Rab, your decision, you know best. Khalas, alhamdulillah. Third level is to, in your heart of hearts, in your hearts of hearts, be pleased with the decision of Allah, Rabbul Izzah. Say, you know best, Ya Rab. And whoever does any of the levels of sabr, sabr has a huge reward. Listen to this. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. The first, Allah is with those who are patient. Can you imagine Allah Rabbul Izzah decreeing that I am with you, meaning in this one, this is مَعِيَّ الْخَاصَة, that I am with you as in I will support you, I will protect you, I will nourish you, I will cherish you. This is to have that joy. One of the sheikhs was ill. They went to him on his sick bed, and they said, how are you? He goes, in the best position. I have a calamity and I am bearing it, so I am patient. And Allah says, Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. So I am in the company of Allah Rabbul Izzah. The second part, is the reward of sabr is like reward of nothing else. Innama yuwaffa sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, for those who bear patiently, I will give them their reward without count. So two meanings. Number one, he will give you so much that it can't get counted. And number two, without sitting and counting with you, did you do this and you didn't do this, Allah will forgive you and bless you with rewards. So a huge competency to aspire to. And if you master it, you are ready for leadership. Remember this. No one can lead without patience. If you master this patience, you're ready for leadership. We made them leaders to guide by our words when they learned patience and they were people with conviction. So patience has all good in it. Allah Rabbul Izzah, not test me and you more than you can bear. But whenever difficulties come, dear ones, bear it. And Ali radiallahu anhu said that bravery is a moment of sabr, a moment of patience. There was a huge Arab warrior in the past. His repute used to go through the land. So once a person saw him and he saw a small man, he's not a big man, he's not muscle. So he goes, how have you got this reputation that you're so brave and so courageous? What's your secret? So he goes, listen, let's play a game. You put your finger in my mouth, I'll put my finger in your mouth. You bite my finger, I bite your finger. Whoever cries out first loses. So they swapped fingers in each other's mouth, and this one's biting that one, the other one's biting this one. You know, you can imagine blood's coming down, and then the man goes, ah. So he goes, do you see the difference? I was in the same predicament as you. I was about to shout as well, but I waited. I had a moment extra patience with you. Now I will go down in history as having won this, and you go down as someone who lost this. So shuja'a, saburu sa'a, a moment of bearing the nerves. Allah bless you, Allah guide you, Allah guard you. فَقُلْتُ مَا قُلْتِ إِنْ تَكُوا حَسَنَةً فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ تَكُوا سَيِّئَةً فَمِنْ نَفْسِي وَشَيْطَانِ أُدْعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ.